Capital Metro reported another increase in passengers on its Metro Rapid lines last month. Those lines feature limited stops along their routes. The increase in ridership comes at a time when the agency is proposing an expansion of the service from 2 lines to 7 as part of Project Connect. KUT's Samuel King reports the agency is giving riders the chance to weigh in about those plans.
The vision for new Metro Rapid service in Austin could be seen at the Central Library last month, and college student Grace McDonald decided to check it out for herself.
I saw a sheet of paper on the librarian's desk mentioning this meeting. I was like, oh, hey, I've been wanting to go to one of these for a while.
McDonald is a frequent transit user. She says while the current Metro Rapid service works well, there is room for improvement. Ridership on the existing lines, the 801 and the 803, surged by 40,000 riders in September, and crowding has become an issue during rush hours.
I was on the 801 the other day, and standing room only, which is great. It means that there are people riding it. But it was also standing room only for almost the entire trip.
Now approaching Lavaca at 3rd. Republic Square
Station. Cab Metro officials have been working to adjust spacing and capacity on the lines, adding buses as needed to meet the demand. The lessons learned from the growth on the existing lines, which cross through the heart of Austin, will be important as the agency seeks to expand the Metro Rapid service.
There are 7 of them that are on the map, everything from a line heading down Burnett and Saint-Lamar out towards Oak Hill and Manchac, other ones heading out Maynard and Keaton towards the Expo Center.
Capital Metro's Jacob Calhoun is a long-range planner on the Project Connect team.
One of the things that definitely means is that we need to find ways to improve that service even more. And so that means, do we need to look at how we move it? Is there ways to kind of get some better signals that allow us to move the service faster? Can we get people on and off the service faster?
The Metro Rapid expansion is another piece of the Project Connect plan. The buses would complement the centerpiece lines, the Orange Line, which would run in the Guadalupe-Lamar and South Congress corridors, and the Blue Line, which would run from near the UT campus through downtown and out to the airport. Jackie Nierenberg is Cap Metro's Community Engagement Director.
So we're adding layers of access to the system to create one big seamless system that people can use, ideally easier than driving a car. Once that happens, people say, oh, I get it now.
Right now, it's unclear whether the blue and orange lines will be light rail or bus rapid transit or some combination of the two. Cap Metro and city leaders will decide that soon. Either way, they would have their own dedicated lanes or transit ways along their entire routes. The new Metro Rapid lines would have to mostly mix with existing traffic. Austinite Matthew Novacek says that might be a tough sell if it still takes too long to take the bus compared to taking a car.
That's probably the big one, is the bus, you know, gets caught up in traffic but still stops. And so, yeah, so I was kind of hoping to see a little bit more improvement in that area to kind of improve these lines.
On the other hand, Cap Metro's Nierenberg says there's lower startup costs and fewer obstacles to launching the Metro Rapid service. That's because acquiring the equipment and building the infrastructure for the transit ways for the blue or orange lines would take more time if Project Connect moves forward.
The Metro Rapid lines are relatively easy to implement, working with the city to get the priority treatments. We're talking about maybe 2 to 3 years. It's definitely the low-hanging fruit, the easy win, and we're excited about that.
In the meantime, Grace McDonald feels Cap Metro should shore up its existing services in terms of scheduling and reliability before launching more.
Limited stop buses, I think, honestly, in terms of a long-term plan, yeah, sure. But I think that they need to focus more on their frequent stop buses, like the 7 and the 10 and the 30.
Cap Metro has more Project Connect open houses planned for next month, and they're taking input on the Metro Rapid proposals online, too. It's all ahead of an expected vote on a transportation bond issue in November 2020. Samuel King, KUT News.